Welcome. It's so good to see you. We're glad that you're here. Come in, make yourself at home, and join us by the fire. It's so good to be together again. Tonight, we'll reminisce, we'll share some special memories, and make new ones as we open our hearts. This will be an evening to remember. The crackle of the fire, the sparkle of the lights, the fragrance of the candles, the beauty of this night, that special feeling, that sense of hope when we're together with those we hold dear. This can mean only one thing. Christmas is here. This is the season to celebrate our dear Savior's birth. It's the time for families to get together, for churches to gather. It's time for all of us to come together and let God's love reign in our hearts. This is Christmas. There's something so special about Christmas time. Whatever your age, when Christmas comes around, you feel the delight and joy that it brings year after year. The Christmas music, the beautiful twinkling lights, the gift giving, and the faces of those we love.
Glory in the highest.
Christmas is so special. It's redemptive, really. No matter what kind of year you've had or whatever you might be going through, when you hear a familiar Christmas carol, a part of you comes alive again. That childlike part of you that's full of hope, the part that still dreams and believes, that part of you is resurrected again, not just because of a Christmas song, but because of what those songs represent. Hope, peace, love, and joy. This joy is redemptive, and it comes to us in different ways. Sometimes it's through the excitement of a child, watching them light up when they open a gift, the way they get excited about the simplest of things like a Christmas cookie or a new ornament for the tree. Other times it's through the love of a friend or the kindness of a neighbor or a coworker. Sometimes we see it in nature, watching snow fall silently in the night and waking up to a landscape covered in white. It reminds me of newness, second chances, and forgiveness. Whatever way it comes to you, don't discount it. Pause and take a moment to receive these reminders of redemption.
Amen.
Every Christmas, I look forward to gathering around the fireplace in our cozy home as we watch our favorite Christmas movies, listen to those classic Christmas records, and reminisce about years past. The sparkle of the lights and ornaments on the tree, the warmth of the fire, the people we love, and the memories we cherish. This is the time we long for year after year, and as we gather together with family and friends, home is where we want to be, and it's where we want to be the most at Christmas. Tradition as a family is to hear Dad retell the Christmas story. No matter how old I get or how many times I've heard these scriptures read, I never grow tired of it. We gather by the fireplace and Dad puts on his reading glasses. We have our cups of hot cocoa and curl up together with cozy blankets. As Dad reads the passage, we hang on to every word. When he's done reading, we bow our heads in prayer. This truly is one of my favorite parts about Christmas. This time helps us to refocus on the true miracle of Jesus, our Savior. It also unites us as a family, and our hearts are linked together. What a beautiful way to usher in the Christmas season. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, we remember that He came here for you and me. Imagine a father who saw our need and was willing to give His only Son. imagine a son who willingly came to take our place. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for a friend. This precious baby boy, whose birth we celebrate, grew up to be the man who said, "Not my will, but yours be done." The one who loved us so much that he stretched out his arms and took our place on the cross. The one who defeated sin and death on our behalf and said, "It is finished." This is the one we celebrate today, and his love is the greatest gift we could ever receive. Part of our tradition is to exchange gifts this time of year, And as we gather together with hearts open, ready to give and ready to receive, I can't help but think of the greatest gift that's ever been given. Christ gives us beauty for ashes, His joy for our sorrow, forgiveness for our sins, comfort for our pain, healing for our brokenness, and togetherness when we're alone. In exchange, He simply asks that we accept Him, that we believe. This is indeed the greatest gift we could ever receive. Our prayer this Christmas is that all would come to know Him and receive the love, healing, and forgiveness that only He can give.
Shine.
On that night in Bethlehem, God's love came to earth in the form of His Son, Jesus. He entered a world of sickness, sorrow, and loss to bring healing, joy, and restoration. He saw our need, and He came for you and me. If you would like to receive His gift of salvation, simply pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Wash me clean. I believe you died for me and you rose again. I ask you to come into my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, heaven rejoices with you tonight, and so do we. You have truly received the greatest gift of all. You are born again. You are a new creation in Christ. We are so excited for you. We love you and welcome you into our family. And as we celebrate your birth in Christ, let us celebrate the gift of God's Son. The King has come.
Creation groaned in darkness till the dawning of the day. The Son of God came to a humble soul. For the baby in the manger that night in Bethlehem was surely born to reign as Lord of all. A King has come, bringing light to every nation. A King has come, tell the news to every land. A King has come, join your hearts in celebration. God has sent His Son, the hope of everyone. To think that God Almighty would leave His heavenly throne to build His kingdom in the hearts of all. A King has come, bringing life.